WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 50 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The idea of an indoor aquatic center serving the Twin Cities was presented to the Bryan School Board Monday. Trustees took no action on a request to contribute $5,000 towards a feasibility study sought by the Convention and Visitors Bureau. College Station City Councilman Carl Mooney, a member of the CVB board, says the Houston YMCA is interested in opening a multi-use facility that would include an auditorium. Mooney told school board member John Street that operation and maintenance costs would be paid by user fees.
So after it's put in, after it's built, finished, and functioned, Bryan ISD would not be out any money after that.
That's the idea. Just like this, all we were talking about was user fees.
Mooney says the College Station School Board will vote next week on a similar request. The CVB would pay the remainder of the study cost, estimated at $55,000 to $69,000. The study would recommend the scope of the facility and who would pay for the building and operating it. Authorities are still looking for answers from a house fire in Bryan Monday morning. Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says after firefighters got the fire under control, investigators went inside and found two bodies.
The Bryan Police Department's assisting in determining the identity of the deceased persons, and the fire department is investigating the cause of the fire.
A vehicle associated with the address was found unoccupied Monday night in Bryan. The police update did not disclose if they've learned the identities of the victims, and the fire department has not given details of their response to extinguish the fire. Today is the opening day at the newest medical facility in Brazos County. Monday was the ribbon cutting and tours of the 72-bed Rock Prairie Behavioral Health Facility. Dr. Dwayne Runyon, an A&M graduate, is chief executive of the only psychiatric hospital in the Brazos Valley.
A core of what we do is we change lives, and we change lives through compassion and through service. And that's what we do at Strategic, and that's what we'll do at Rock Prairie.
Located between College Station Medical Center and Brian Bachman Park, the facility will provide free mental health assessments at any time. A Huntsville woman is accused of giving a false report to Brazos County Sheriff's officers that she was sexually assaulted. Sheriff Chris Kirk says their investigation included checking security videos from her employment to where she was allegedly stopped by someone claiming to be a law enforcement officer, then attacked last November.
This turned out to be a number of videos that were compiled, and in some of them we were able to track Hilty's vehicle through the progression down Highway 30. But at no time did we find a vehicle that matched the description she had given.
24-year-old Elizabeth Hilty was arrested Monday, then released from jail after posting bond. The sheriff says Hilty had consensual contact with a local man before she placed the call. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 50 degrees. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Do you have more frequent urges to urinate? If you're making more bathroom trips or waking up at night to urinate, we're looking for you. Because right now, we're sending free supplies of a best-selling prostate supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now will learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, a naturally derived formula that helps reduce urges to urinate. You only pay shipping and handling. We only have a limited supply of free bottles, so don't wait. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula with an ingredient clinically shown to reduce urges to urinate, reduce waking at night, and help make bathroom trips faster. This free giveaway is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for details on this Super Beta Prostate free offer.
To order Super Beta Prostate, call 1-800-794-5642. That's 1-800-794-5642. 1-800-794-5642.
Good morning, it's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep drill bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. That's the Anchor Advantage. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Lots of sunshine today, and gusty winds will develop. In fact, a wind advisory has been issued for today. Runs from 1 o'clock this afternoon through 7 p.m. this evening, with gusty winds throughout today, 70 to 75. Clear tonight, 45 to 50. Sunshine for Wednesday, 75. Wednesday night, clear. Lows will be 50 to 55. It'll be sunny Thursday, and the highs Thursday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor, and we'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit. UConn in a great basketball game last night against Kentucky. Oh, I enjoyed it. Back and forth like that?
There was no back and forth. Kentucky never led.
No, but they got within one like four times.
Yeah.
I found it entertaining.
I'm glad you did. I will be very interested to see how the ratings are on this. I don't think they'll be very good. Well, I just don't.
Well, we have kind of a do-over tonight if you're interested.
Yeah.
Because
This looks pretty good on paper, obviously.
The UConn women are playing for their national championship against Notre Dame. Both teams are undefeated. UConn's 40-0, Notre Dame 37-0. They come into the game tonight. They'll play, by the way. And Texas A&M defensive standout and former All-American Jacob Green inducted into the SWC Hall of Fame yesterday.
Oh, okay.
We have that and more coming up in sports.
So what'd you think, Patrick?
I didn't watch it.
Yeah, there you go. So, all right. There. Police in Massachusetts responded to reports of an intruder in a woman's home, and they quickly quacked the case.
Quacked
it. The woman called police from her upstairs bedroom to report she heard loud banging noises downstairs, and she thought somebody had broken into her home. Officers who responded found no sign of a break-in, but during a quick search of the home, police found a soot-covered duck. Police say it appears the duck got through the chimney and obviously was covered with soot. The officer caught the duck and released it to a nearby pond, thus case solved. Go ahead.
She needs to go ahead and check and see if her bread's okay.
Yeah. Her bread?
Yeah.
Okay.
What else would a duck be doing in there?
Info.
Information.
There could have been corn on the floor. I can't
even think of a good Santa reference here.
This is all just quacking me up.
That's cheesy enough.
That worked?
That's going to have to do it.
That's good.
That's a sufficient Tuesday.
This is all just ridiculous.
Now he's on a roll.
Imagine this, surgery that results in a single scar hidden in the belly button. Less pain and, for many patients, less time away from family, friends, and life. It's real with single-incision robot-assisted surgery, and it's available close by at College Station Medical Center. Their surgeons are trained in a variety of robot-assisted procedures, and they're ready to help you experience the benefits of this breakthrough technology. Learn more at csmedcenter.com/robotic surgery.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's about 6:14, and here we go with April the 8th. It's day number 98, 267 to go. It is, I don't know what the hell we're doing celebrating this, National Be Kind to Lawyers Day. Can we just do it from 6 until 7? And
so Be Kind to Lawyers Hour?
Yeah, something like that. Trading Cards for Grown-Ups Day also. Hey, just saying.
Dork.
Okay, for birthdays.
Felix Hernandez, Seattle Mariners pitcher, won Cy Young Award in 2010, is 28 years old. Taryn Noah Smith, 30, from Home Improvement. He was the Mark kid on the show.
Uh-huh.
Taylor Kitsch is 33, from Friday Night Lights, Wolverine and the X-Men. And it was also in that new Lone Survivor movie, which I hadn't seen yet, but I'd like to.
Uh-huh.
Katie Shackaloff is 34, played Starbuck in the new Battlestar Galactica. Patricia Arquette is 46. Robin Wright Penn is 48. She played Forrest Gump's girlfriend, and she was Princess Buttercup in The Princess Bride. She's also, I think, in House of Cards now.
Okay.
Biz Markie, the ugliest rap star ever, is 50. Julian Lennon, not much better looking, is 51. Izzy Stradlin, the guitarist for Guns N' Roses, 52. Richard Hatch, the original Survivor winner, 53 and out of jail. John Snyder, the original Bo Duke, 54.
And out of jail.
And out of jail as well.
Yeah.
You may not recognize the name, but if you're a horror fan, you will. Kane Hodder.
Oh, I don't.
59 years old. He was Jason Voorhees in the Friday the 13th movies.
How would we know? I mean, he could just tell people that. Couldn't he? I mean, how many freebies did he get by going, I'm Jason?
Is it rather fitting, however, that on the same day that Jason Voorhees' birthday is celebrated, so is Tom DeLay's. He's 67.
Ah, fair enough. Okay.
Jack O'Halloran is 71. John Havlicek is 74 from the Boston Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
Kofi Annan is 76.
Really?
And Shecky Green.
Ah,
He's dead, isn't he?
Nope, alive and what? Kicking at 88.
Are you kidding?
Shecky Green is 88.
Hang on, we got to do this. S-H-E-C-K-Y.
I can't believe you doubt me.
No. I'm looking to see if he's still playing somewhere in Vegas.
Oh, I'm sure he is somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
That or Branson.
Yeah, nah, they got him in, they got the Shecky Green story, a natural comedian. Kept the, I don't know. The funniest natural comedian ever to play Vegas. Boy, oh, well, of course, that's on his website. You'd expect him to say that.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins, A&M Class of 81. My company, ABC Home and Commercial Services, has been the preferred choice of Brazos Valley homeowners for years. So if you're seeing mud tubes on the outside of your home or small ant-looking insects with wings, call ABC for a free inspection. If necessary, we'll treat your home with the best products and methods available. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So the president's going to continue his unilateral campaign to legislate change through executive orders. Now this week, he's going to sign a number of new executive orders, including one aimed at closing the pay gap between men and women for federal contractors. Now the irony is that perhaps Obama should start his campaign to close the pay gap in his very own White House. According to a Daily Caller analysis, data shows that the White House paid women an estimated 11.8% less than men in 2013. Now, the year prior, the White House paid women 13% less than men. And in 2011, according to the Free Beacon, women were paid 18% less. Is this not hypocrisy at its worst? Why should federal contractors be forced to adhere to standards that apparently the White House won't adhere to themselves? Makes no sense.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, friends, I have added to my medicine cabinet, and it's called Salonpas Jet Spray. You know, when my back flares up, my shoulder flares up, my knees start to ache, well, I spray it right where it hurts, and then in no time at all, it freezes my pain, and it keeps it away for hours and hours. You know what? It really works. So I urge you to try Salonpas Jet Spray. Now, it's in a blue metal can. It has a dark blue cap. Salonpas, you want the original. It's powerful relief whenever, wherever you need it. Use as directed.
And now, another golf confessional brought to you by Golfsmith. A man said he recently informed his wife he's going to start waxing his chest, only because the waxing place is right near Golfsmith, and they're about to have trade-in days. For a limited time only, when you trade in your old clubs, you get a 50% bonus towards new ones. He's got a lot of clubs to trade in, so he's going to wax his chest, eyebrows, back, and, well, just check out trade-in days at Golfsmith. Anything for golf.
Folks, it's going to get hot. Matter of fact, we'll get to the 80s this week. It's going to get hot and hotter and hotter and hotter. And you don't want your utility bills to suffer because of that. There's a solution for you, and Intercon has it. Give them a call at 823-3639. They'll be glad to talk to you about solar screens. You can make the selection from lots of different colors, lots of different styles, lots of different blockages, as a matter of fact. You can decide what percentage of the sun you want to block. And BTU, if you're a BTU customer, they have some ways to help you pay for this, too. So get in touch with them and find out if you're a BTU customer. But most importantly, you're dealing with a hometown company that has a good product at a fair price. And while windows are their usual year-round specialty, it's not too early to be thinking about that how it was last year, how some rooms will be warmer simply because the sun is just beating down on that and coming through the windows, and as a result, your utility bills go up. So find a way to kind of moderate those utility bills. It's pretty easy. Make a phone call to Intercon at 823-3639.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryant. Come experience the Chocolate Gallery. Watch the chefs create edible works of art through the large viewing windows as you indulge in designer cupcakes and cookies or handmade chocolate truffles, bars, and bonbons.
And remember the Chocolate Gallery for Easter treats, like delicious iced shortbread cookies, decorated to theme, and decadent handmade chocolate eggs.
The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryant. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
620, News Talk 1620 WTAW, a nine-month-old boy charged with planning a murder
threatening police and interfering with state affairs in Pakistan, has been granted bail after appearing in court. Yes.
9?
Yes. Muhammad Musa Khan, 9 months old, booked in February along with 30 other people, including a number of members of his family, after stones were allegedly thrown at police and other officials during raids on their homes. The residents had been accused of not paying for electricity. Wow. We just get a notice in the mail in America.
Yeah, no kidding.
Apparently deciding that the 9-month-old was capable of and had taken part in the alleged stone throwing, a police official decided to arrest the child. The child was fingerprinted and made to sit on his grandfather's lap in court drinking his bottle.
Wait a minute, he's 9 and he's...
9 months. 9 months. Oh, 9 months,
okay.
Remember.
Yes.
The judge quickly granted bail for the child along with the other people accused in the case. Baby Muhammad is, however, currently expected back in court this Saturday. So there.
Yet another example of how Americans are falling behind the rest of the world.
Exactly. Yeah.
We're being careful with the plastic. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Consumers are still being cautious about spending money and charging up the plastic. The Federal Reserve says Americans got rid of more credit card debt in February. Total outstanding consumer credit was up more than 6% from February of last year. An economist says student loans have essentially been the driver of growth in consumer borrowing. The Senate approved a measure to restore the emergency unemployment benefits that expired last year, but the House is not expected to take up the legislation, so jobless workers who exhausted their regular benefits will likely continue to wait. Travelers from around the world rank a complimentary breakfast as their favorite hotel perk. A survey by Hotels.com found on-premises restaurants are the second most favored amenity. Free internet connections, which ranked number one last year, are in third place now, followed by parking and a front desk staffed around the clock. Stock market futures are slightly lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for 2 free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 800-551-9026. That's 800-551-9026.
We're a regional business that isn't so regional anymore. We need more office space, more phones, and more staff. It's a good problem to have, but still a problem. That's when we called in our secret weapon, Regis.
Businesses of all sizes are turning to Regis. With over 1,700 global locations, Regis offers fully furnished offices with flexible terms, a receptionist to greet clients, and access to meeting rooms and video conference studios. Get 2 months free when you visit Regis.com/radio now or call 1-800.
Now's the time to shop the outdoor lawn and patio furniture sale at Amish Furniture for Generations. Take 10% off these beautifully designed quality outdoor lawn and patio pieces, including swivel gliders, swings, tables, arbors, chairs, and much more. Get ready to enjoy the great outdoors with 10% off outdoor lawn and patio furniture from Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
I remember the moment.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Good morning. It's 6:25. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. A little bit chilly out there this morning, as a matter of fact. 49. The chill factor is 46. But unusual today. We're going to have a high of 71, but it's going to be breezy. Winds northwesterly at 10 to 15. Increasing to 25 this afternoon, maybe gusting as high as 35 miles an hour. So will be a breezy day. Tonight, we'll be down to probably about 43 or so with winds out of the north. Then pretty good run here. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're looking at clear skies. Approaching 80 on Wednesday and Thursday, and then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday looks like we'll hit that, as a matter of fact. So pretty enjoyable stuff. Right now, 49, again, is our temperature with a chill factor of 46.
Hi, I'm Vivian, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arnn on the enduring importance of federalism.
Many in Washington today have grown so accustomed to centralized bureaucracy that they think of federalism as old-fashioned, kind of like fife and drum music. Those who wrote the Constitution saw federalism as a vital principle of free government in a large republic. The division of power between the federal government, state governments, and local governments would serve as an important protection against tyranny. The founders also understood that while the federal government is essential for national matters like foreign policy and defense, governments closer to the people were far better suited to oversee local matters. As we see in the problems that result from centralized bureaucracy today, there's nothing out of date about the founders' argument for federalism.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To join the national conversation on the Constitution, go to constitutionminute.com.
If two people want to divide a piece of cake into two equal parts, what's the best way to do it? Something called game theory holds the answer. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. It's totally new, totally advanced, and it even looks different. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, and it's the number one name in acne care. But Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. And it's better for your skin, too. Proactiv Plus is their best, most effective solution ever. The Plus means more. You get more medicine to heal blemishes and prevent breakouts, plus more solutions to acne problems like dark marks, dryness, redness, and oil. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-964-1982. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus 100% risk-free. Get fantastic results, or you pay nothing guaranteed. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-964-1982, 1-800-964-1982.
If two children want to split a piece of cake, there is one way to make sure the two pieces are as equal as possible.
I cut and you choose, because that gives you the fairest way of dividing it up.
Len Fisher, author of the book Rock, Paper, Scissors, Game Theory in Everyday Life, says I cut and you choose is the fair way to do it.
Because it's envy-free, because the person who cut the cake will have done it so as to get as even a division as possible. If they cut it to a big bit and a small bit, they're going to lose out because the other person's going to take the big bit. This whole idea of envy-free division is one that's been built up a lot in game theory.
Game theory is a fascinating branch of mathematics applied to social situations, and Len says when you look at game theory, getting trust and cooperation from other people is the best way to get what you want.
Two friends of mine did a parachute jump, and each of them said, look, I'll do it as long as you do. Then they got up in the aeroplane, and they started to think, well, you know, what happens if I jump and then the other person just stays behind and chickens out? And the way they solved it was they showed what game theorists call credible commitment, just by grabbing hold of each other's wrists, so that if one jumped, the other had to.
Another principle of this is that trust and cooperation are more likely developed between people who interact frequently.
As you have, say, in small communities where you have large levels of trust and large levels of cooperation, because people know that if they cheat in the future, someone else is likely to remember that.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Aggie fans, join the Texas A&M softball team beginning Friday night, April the 11th at 7 o'clock for a big three-game weekend series against the Tennessee Lady Vols. The series continues on Saturday, April 12th at 4 o'clock, and the Aggies wrap up the weekend with the Lady Vols on Sunday at 12 noon. Plenty of fun for the entire family all weekend, including giveaways, activities for the kids, and much more. Purchase your tickets at AggieAthletics.com or call 1-888-99-AGGIE.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 49 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Bryan School Board has heard the pitch for building a new recreation center serving the Twin Cities, including an indoor aquatic center that might be operated by the Houston YMCA. The Convention and Visitors Bureau Board asked trustees to contribute $5,000 towards a feasibility study. College Station City Councilman Carl Mooney, a member of the CVB board, suggested a separate corporation would own the facility.
Just like we have with the Biomedical Corridor and the City of Bryan and College Station together, right? It'll be jointly owned, but it will be operated by the YMCA if that's the direction we choose to go in. We have to wait for the feasibility study to come up.
CVB President Shannon Overby and Mooney told Superintendent Tommy Wallace they will not be going to the city councils for financial assistance for the feasibility study.
We have money through both cities by way of the hotel occupancy tax.
So that commitment has already been made.
But you've not presented to the city or either one of the cities.
I represent the city on the CVB, and Chuck Conderla also represents the city of Bryan on the CVB.
Mooney said the College Station School Board will consider the CVB request a week from tonight. Two bodies found inside the remains of a house fire in Bryan remain unidentified. Authorities have not provided an update since shortly after the discovery of the victims in the home on Vinewood, which is behind the Walmart neighborhood market near Texas and Carson.
Once the Bryan Fire Department did their initial walkthrough after they extinguished the fire, that two bodies were located in the residence. And at this time, we're working in conjunction with the fire department.
Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says an SUV associated with the home was found Monday night at an undisclosed location in Bryan. While the vehicle was unoccupied, police did not reveal if anything was found that will assist in their investigation. Last November, Brazos County Sheriff's officers investigated a reported sexual assault involving a woman who said she was pulled over by a law enforcement officer. The woman has been arrested for making a false report and fabricating evidence. Sheriff Chris Kirk says there was evidence 24-year-old Elizabeth Hilty of Huntsville had consensual contact with the local man before notifying authorities.
Of course, the most concerning after the fact is that this was a false report and it jeopardized the public trust for all peace officers by suggesting that a person that committed this assault was a peace officer or impersonating one. And so we not only created public alarm, we also took away from the public trust in that. And so that's what's very concerning about the fact that this is a false report.
Kirk says multiple agencies assisted in the investigation. Earlier in the day, the sheriff was among the speakers at the grand opening of the only psychiatric hospital of the Brazos Valley.
They're going to have room for geriatric and youth and adolescents, which is something we don't have in this community. So this is a true blessing for this community. It's going to help the sheriff a great deal, or his deputies anyway. But it's really exciting to know that this facility is in our community and ready to help our citizens.
A&M graduate Dr. Dwayne Runyon is the chief executive of the new Rock Prairie Behavioral Center.
To be able to come home and to be able to build a hospital which has such a tremendous need in this community and be able to be part of this leadership team, both with home office at strategic but also local level, is humbling. We're going to change lives here, and we're going to give people hope, and we're going to be able to do it in our neighborhood.
In addition to 72 beds for inpatient care, the campus will offer outpatient services, including free assessments at any time. The center is located between College Station Medical Center and Brian Bachman Park. For the second straight day, some roads leading into Navasota High School are closed. Officials say it's not due to any emergency. Local and state emergency personnel are showing students the problems associated with distracted driving, underage drinking, and drinking and driving. Students from Navasota and Anderson Shiro are attending the event, which will include a mock memorial service this morning. Two people were hurt Sunday night after two trains collided near Cossey, located in Limestone County, about 60 miles north of BCS. Union Pacific reports one of the locomotives and 14 cars derailed. It took nearly 24 hours to repair tracks to resume service. A UP spokeswoman says one southbound train struck another going south. No highways were blocked. A draft of a long-awaited legislative committee report says University of Texas System Regent Wallace Hall may have committed impeachable offenses in his campaign to oust UT President Bill Powers. The San Antonio Express News reports Hall leaked confidential student information in apparent violation of state and federal laws, manipulated the House committee's investigation, and coerced its witnesses. The report, prepared by committee counsel Rusty Hardin's Houston law firm, also alleges Hall abused his power by demanding tens of thousands of pages of documents from UT, costing the school more than $1 million. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 49 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news at 7 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
With an available 268 horsepower V6, premium leather interior, and performance features like paddle shifters, the 2014 Toyota Camry can make even the routine morning commute more exciting. Till you remember that mountain of mind-numbing reports, those overdue timesheets, and that close talker from sales whose breath smells like he eats nothing but mothball and cabbage sandwiches.
Hi!
Good thing Camry also offers Entune with voice-activated dialing.
Call Boss.
You've reached Walt Henderson. Leave a message.
Mr. Henderson, it's Natalie. Feeling a bit under the weather, sir. Gonna stay home and rest up. Try to make it in tomorrow.
And turn-by-turn navigation.
Driving directions, New Orleans.
Lease a 2014 and a half Camry LE for just $199 a month for 24 months with $999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states since 5514.
In 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic. I'll start drinking in middle school, but my parents won't start talking to me about it until high school. By then, I'll already be in some trouble. The thing is, my parents won't even see it coming.
Start talking before they start drinking. Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholUnder21.org. Brought to you by the Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse.
Wondering what to do with your kids this summer? Brazos Family Magazine's upcoming spring-summer issue features over 100 activities to keep your kids busy and keep you sane. In Brazos Family Magazine, you'll get to know local families, read about future special events, and get advice from local experts on parenting, education, and child health. To advertise your business in Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
6:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Norman G. Tractor, your number one Kubota dealer located in Norman G., Texas. Nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Here are some numbers.
Sunshine today and becoming windy. The National Weather Service has issued a wind advisory. It's in effect from 1 this afternoon through 7 p.m. High temperatures today on the order of 70 to 75. Clear tonight, breezy into the evening. Lows overnight, 45 to 50. Sunshine and warm tomorrow with a high of 75. Tomorrow night, clear 50 to 55. It'll be sunny and warm Thursday. Highs will be 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I wish I would run a little bit higher down 3 and 4.
That's Jeff Gordon after the NASCAR race yesterday, and he was really almost gushing about not winning for A&M. He really wanted to get a win in that Aggie engineering car. It was kind of fun to see. Also, big basketball game last night. UConn and Kentucky played for the national championship on the ladies' side. They play tonight. Another UConn team, the ladies, take on Notre Dame. We'll have that plus an honoree in the All-American, Southwest Conference Hall of Fame. We'll do that for you coming up in sports here in about 12 minutes.
The White House says, never mind.
Thank you, Roseanne.
Yeah. They announced yesterday the Obama administration rolling back some of the more controversial cuts that they had proposed for privately managed Medicare health plans used by the elderly. That's the people who vote, you know. They somehow had forgotten that. Anyhow, some of these health plans used by the elderly following pressure from insurance companies. And lawmakers really on both sides of the aisle. Of course, the Republicans have been banging on this thing for a while, but actually in the last few weeks, some Democrats had joined the chorus. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services said that on average, reimbursement rates for so-called Medicare Advantage plans would rise 0.4% next year, reversing what they had said was going to be a 1.9% reduction. My A&M consolidated math tells me that's a 2.3% difference. So probably good. See how that works. Speaking of NASCAR, as you were a moment ago, Harry Reid continued his attack on the Koch brothers yesterday, insinuating that they were sponsoring Republicans in Congress. On the Senate floor, he said, quote, NASCAR fans can easily find their favorite drivers by simply looking at the cars as they fly by because there are corporate emblems on the hood. For our clothing here in the Senate, we don't bear commercial logos, but many Republicans might as well wear Coke insignias. That's K-O-C-H.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Harry. Thanks, because Harry's pure as the driven snow, as we all know.
I'm just thinking about, you know, if significant lobbyists, if they were required, our congressman to
oh.
wear.
Oh, no, that's been a running joke on Facebook and online for years.
I think that would
I'd
be.
I'd love it.
I'm for it. Truth in advertising.
Well, absolutely.
And there are places out there on the internet you can go. You can click on any member of Congress and pretty well see where those contributions come from.
Hi, I'm Harry Reid, brought to you by Pfizer.
Something like that, yeah. Flip the lapel over and there's a little logo. Now, to wit, let's shift to the state of Texas for a moment. The Texas Tribune, in kind of an investigative piece, talks about Rick Perry and his initiative to make things happen. Texas One, if you'll recall, that's what it's called. When Governor Rick Perry announced last summer that he wouldn't run for re-election, he said he was committed to spending the last 18 months in office working to create more jobs and opportunities in Texas. It's a pledge he has taken seriously, traveling to places like California, New York, Israel, and in the last year promoted the Texas Miracle to recruit companies and bring them to his state. Supporting Perry's travels is Texas One, a quasi-governmental agency that has become the governor's chief marketing tool to tout the state's wide open for business model. Apparently, some of the people who have been donating to that have been able to benefit from it.
No,
I know. Well, anyway, the whole story's there. They looked into the contributors of Texas One. They've been major donors to the governor and found that since 2003, seven of the top 12 givers have also been beneficiaries of millions of dollars in awards from state economic development programs. Oh, my goodness. Well, we'll see how that works out. Just saying. Just letting you know. Let's see what else. The Senate voted 59-38 late yesterday to okay a bill that revives the long-term unemployment benefits for 5 months, sending the bill to an uncertain future in the House. We'll talk to Bill Flores about that tomorrow. The vote marked as an end to a nearly four-month fight in the Senate over this very measure. The bill facing the uncertain chances in the House, as Speaker John Boehner said, the legislation has serious problems and is unworkable. Now, I believe this is retroactive to last December, and it ends in May. Let me see. It's April the 8th.
Yes.
So sounds like we're going to be right back at it, isn't it?
Yes.
We really don't have this thing fixed at all. So got that there. The Republican-controlled House Ways and Means Committee will vote this week to formally ask the Justice Department to pursue criminal charges against Lois Lerner. Remember her, the former IRS employee?
Who didn't want to talk but did talk?
Yep.
That one?
Yep. Been the center of GOP charges for months that the agency intentionally targeted conservative groups for increasing scrutiny. Don't hold your breath for this to take effect. You'll end up looking like a Smurf. So, there we go. Oh, and no surprise that Ted Cruz kind of pushed back on the comments from Jeb Bush.
Yeah.
You'd expect that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Cruz told CNN's Jake Tapper, "We're a nation of immigrants. We need to celebrate that, but at the same time, rule of law matters. If you come down to Texas and see the conditions where you see photographs that are heartbreaking of bodies of women, of children left abandoned in the desert because they entrust themselves to transnational global criminal cartels who smuggle them in, who assault them, who leave them to die. This is not a humane system. We need to solve the problem." Thus the words of Ted Cruz. Later on this morning, your tax dollars at work. Which states are getting the most money? Which states have the most federal employees per capita? answers may surprise you. We'll talk about that in a little while at 6:45.
Dixie Tire Company in downtown Bryan has the best set of tires to fit your vehicle and your pocketbook. For a complete line of tires in stock, stop by Dixie Tire Company on William Joel Bryant or call them at 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
You've known for years that Texas Regional Eye Center offers experienced surgeons and Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now we're offering 0% financing, up to 24 months, and no interest with approved credit. All laser LASIK has never looked better. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today, 774-0498, or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. 0% financing on LASIK.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. In the event of an emergency, this system would bring you important information. This test is now concluded.
Of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW. Think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, Hargrove Insurance, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, April 12th, learn about wildlife fencing, product selection, construction techniques, fencing costs, and more. It's Fencing for Wildlife happening this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
You probably don't think of pruning as a prime spring activity, but for some of your most important plants, that spring trim is critical. Sharpen your shears, make your plans for the weekend. Spring pruning is important. I'll be back with details right after this message. This is a very important message on behalf of the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company. Texas has been enduring a terrible drought. Our lawns have taken a beating. This is the perfect time to get out there, start repairing the damage. With just three simple steps, your lawn can be healthy and green in no time. First, there's preparation. It's important to start with Scotts Turf Builder Lawn Soil to improve the native soil's ability to retain water and nutrients. Second, plant grass seed that's designed to withstand heat and drought, such as Scotts Turf Builder grass seed with water smart technology. And third and finally, feeding is the best thing to do to strengthen a drought damaged lawn. Feed your newly planted grass with Scott's starter food for new grass. For lawns that don't require reseeding, feed your lawn with Turf Builder lawn food. You'll find all the Scott's products you need for your projects at your local Lowe's store. Save 20% on both Scott's Turf Builder grass seed and Scott's starter food for new grass in 15-pound bags or larger. For more information, go to Scotts.com. When we talk about spring pruning, spring flowering shrubs and vines are the main candidates. They produce all their flower buds on the prior year's growth, which means that you absolutely must not prune them during the winter. However, once they finish flowering, new stem and leaf growth follows very closely. That means that you have a very short window during which you can trim and reshape them to guide that new growth in the most attractive direction. Flowering quince, as a first example, gets tall and rangy if it's not trimmed in the spring. Remove the tallest stems back into the crown of the plant, but leave no stubs. Prune them flush with other branches. You should end up with a symmetrical and reasonably rounded shrub, probably 4 to 5 feet tall at the tallest. Now that's for the regular flowering quince. Azaleas will produce vertical shoots that may extend beyond the bodies of their plants. Some varieties are much more likely to produce that growth, so they will definitely need help the day after the last petals fall. While you're pruning your azaleas, remember too to top dress them with fresh peat and bark organic mix. Also to apply sulfur iron soil additive if you're in an area where they tend to show iron deficiency. Other spring flowering shrubs that will need consideration now include bridal wreath and camellias, gardenias, pomegranates, and oleanders as they finish blooming. In each case, try to maintain an attractive and natural shape to the plants and always try to prune them soon after they finish flowering. Forsythia is certainly in that category as well. Some of our vines also bloom early each spring, and these too need to be reshaped soon after they finish flowering. Lady Banksia roses, as well as other once-blooming climbing and bush roses, should be pruned after their flowers fall. Trim and reshape the plants, removing all the dead stubble and weak, non-productive growth. Wisterias must be pruned after the flowering season, even in years when they fail to bloom. To prune them significantly at any other season would merely reduce or prevent their bloom the next spring. Avoid pruning really large branches if possible, although you can certainly remove individual limbs flush with the trunk or other branches. Leave no stubs, since that would result in erratic, undesirable growth. Carolina jessamine is pruned in the spring, both to tidy the plants and to remove any stems that may have been broken during cultivation of beds or mowing. Some of your annual and perennial plants will need minor shaping as they grow and develop in spring and summer. Copper plants, for example, get tall and lanky, pinch out the growing tips. The same with fall asters and also with Mexican bush sage. I'm Neil Sperry, the Hibiscus Clan in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:51. Kentucky got within 1 point 4 times last night, but just couldn't pull it off. UConn has become the first 7th seed to capture the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Shabazz Napier had 22 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals, and was named MVP. And the Huskies went past Kentucky 60-54 last night in the championship game. Napier says the Huskies worked hard for the win.
These guys work so hard. The coaches, the managers, our trainers. And, you know, last but not least, the players. We worked so hard for this, and we didn't want to lose it. And we worked so hard, so, you know, here we go, celebrating.
Well, as opposed to celebrating, they had a little bit of a tantrum on the other end of the spectrum. Authorities in Lexington, Kentucky, say they used tear gas to control rowdy fans and put out 17 couch fires in the streets after Kentucky's defeat in the NCAA championship game. It is a dream matchup tonight for the NCAA women's title game. The unbeaten Connecticut Huskies try to finish their 40th victory when they take on 37-0 Notre Dame in the first women's championship game, pitting two unbeaten teams. The Huskies will try for the double title for the first time since 2004, when both the men and women's teams won the national championship. Congratulations are in order for Texas A&M defensive standout and former All-American Jacob Green. He was inducted into the Southwest Conference Hall of Fame at ceremonies held in Houston yesterday in regards to the Texas Sports Hall of Fame. We'll jump over to Major League Baseball, where C.J. Wilson pitched 8 solid innings as the Los Angeles Angels beat Houston 9-1 yesterday. The Angels took 3 of 4 from the Astros after starting the season 0-3. Astros manager Bo Porter was disappointed with the team's first home outings.
We go 3-4. That's not the goal. The goal is always to win every series, but I feel like we played with a lot of energy. We came out the gate and have played good baseball for the most part. At the same time, this one here hurts because I don't feel like we played good baseball today, but it's over. We'll get on the airplane and head to Toronto and try to win a series there.
We'll jump over now to the Boston Red Sox, where they wrapped up 14 hits, bouncing Texas 5-1 to end a 3-game losing skid. The Rangers have had some trouble in the field so far this season. Skipper Ron Washington isn't all that concerned, though.
I don't think anyone in the game worked harder on their defense than we do, and it's just a matter of just waiting until they come together.
From the grass to the asphalt, Joey Logano made the last lap pass of Jeff Gordon in the A&M Engineering race car during extra laps and a late caution yesterday in the rain-delayed Texas Motor Speedway race. Gordon plays out the last lap.
I wish I would run a little bit higher down 3-4 because, I'm sure Joey was just going to go wherever I didn't, but, I probably would have been a little bit better off in the top. And then he crossed over and got in the back of me pretty good. So at that point, I was just thinking, I just want to finish.
Jeff Gordon's on-track interview was rather gushing, however, saying he really, really did want to win for all the Aggie fans. Quick reminder for you and a programming note, Fight Texas Aggie Baseball is in action tonight at Bluebell Park. Prairie View A&M is in town. Pregame set for 6. The first pitch is at 6:35, and all the action is live here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Zorneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, April 12th, learn about wildlife fencing, product selection, construction techniques, fencing costs, and more. It's Fencing for Wildlife happening this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
For lawn tractors, the comparison shopping ends now. Because once you experience a John Deere at Sioux Falls Prater, there's really no comparison. Quality meets dependability at the X300 Select Series lawn tractor starting at $2,649 and backed by a four-year limited warranty. This machine delivers excellent mowing performance. Find your closest location at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford. Offer ends April 30, 2014. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. See dealer for details and financing options.
Join SOS Ministries on April 13th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the 13th annual Holy Smoke Barbecue, sponsored by Stylecraft Builders and KBTX Media. There will be two locations this year, sit-down and to-go plates available at the Bryan High School Silver Campus Cafeteria and to-go plates exclusively at College Station Middle School. Call 775-5357 or visit the website saveourstreetsministries.org for sponsorship information. Pre-event group orders and to-go orders available.
Christ's resurrection would be meaningless without his defeat of death. We invite you to experience the week that led to Christ's ultimate victory over death. I'm John Reasons, senior pastor of A&M United Methodist Church in Northgate. This Holy Week, please join us for our special services commemorating Maundy Thursday, a celebration of Christ's command to love at 6 p.m., and for Good Friday, the remembrance of Christ's great sacrifice at noon. A&M United Methodist Church, located in Northgate.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 14th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in over 120 categories for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. That's bestofthebrazos.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Next half hour, a fitness test that you can take. You can just
answer. Thank you.
No, you can just answer the questions.
Okay.
You can just answer the questions. Looking at those, a little bit different. We'll see how that works out. When's the last time you ate some Brazil nuts? If you're a man, you should be enjoying those on a regular basis.
Me.
Yeah, Brazil nuts, particularly good for guys because they're packed with selenium, which reduces cholesterol and the risk of heart attack. Pistachio is also good for men. In a recent study, men who ate these kinds of nuts on a regular basis had improved blood flow and general stamina. Women should be going a little nuts, too. Almonds are a girl's best friend. You like that? Yeah. Fiber, cesium, and iron. Hey,